Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a drunken police officer pulls a gun on a gas station clerk. We'll let you know what happens to him, or what happened to him. Also, 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people, your calls about what's on your mind. Plus, Mark will be telling us about Canada mental health information being shared with the United States government. He's got that story. We're going to the phones first, though, in this hour. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert, to start things out. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
All right. This is a subject that... that's been talked about a lot, the legalization of marijuana, and I guess I don't, for myself, I use it because of, I have a disease, I have neuropathy, and, when I use it, it certainly helps me to get through the day, and it's not the part of getting high, but it helps me to be able to, to get the pain to where it'll be bearable, to where I can at least get through the day, but... the one thing that has not been talked about was that, I wonder how much pull that the pharmaceutical companies have in terms of being, the stopping of the legalization of marijuana.
Well, certainly there's been evidence, I think, in the past that certain pharmaceutical companies have been involved with, like, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, ironically enough. So, yeah, I don't think it's too speculative to say that not only the pharmaceutical companies, but Anheuser-Busch and the major alcohol manufacturers and distributors, that many of those people are against the idea of drug legalization or decriminalization because they don't want the competition.
Well, I want to know, is there less beer being sold in California? They've been basically had legal marijuana for the last nearly 20 years, right? It's
something
going,
like that.
It's going on that. I just don't think that it affects sales.
Is it that these companies are deciding to do this because they see it as competition? Or, the same way, like a lot of the anti-smoking ads you see are funded by tobacco companies because that's part of like a deal that they have with the government. They have to. But it's not that kind of thing, I guess, with the pharmaceutical companies, because when you say drug-free America, a lot of drugs that are being abused are pharmaceutical drugs.
That's certainly true. Of course, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America isn't making advertisements warning people about the dangers of pharmaceutical drugs. And if they were, I imagine the pharmaceutical industry would pull their support from that particular partnership. Robert?
Yeah, I was just going to say that, marijuana, as far as I'm learning here, that it's killed, it cures cancer. It does a lot of other different things, but... the thing that I don't like about, because I'm on a lot of different types of medication, and, the medicine that's inside of a pill is very, very minute, and everything else around that medication is all filler, and it could be anything, really.
Well, I know that when it comes to cannabis, there certainly is the THC pill, also known as Marinol. And I've heard that the Marinol pill is a very, very expensive medication, like several times more expensive than, say, growing a marijuana plant or even buying cannabis on the black market.
And some people say it's not effective at all.
It's certainly not effective in the way they want it.
I guess I don't mean to cut you off, but I guess for me, I'm real leery when it comes to a pill. If I don't have to take them, I won't. But, who knows what's been put into it? Who knows what the filler is?
I feel like that kind of concern would be... I would feel that for something that I bought on the black market, maybe, and I don't know where it came from, but I probably wouldn't worry about that so much if I got that from a CVS or something.
Yeah,
they're not likely
to put
in.
I understand where Robert's coming from. I don't like the idea of the medical establishment and the kind of the remedies that they purport. Those make me a little disturbed as well. Like, what are these chemicals? What are they doing?
Sure, compared to smoke, combusting plant material and inhaling it?
I assume that the... I don't know a lot about this topic, but if I had a bad reaction to a pill, I'm assuming it's the active ingredient that I'm having the reaction to, not, oh, what is this filler? Where's the sugar that they use for the rest of the pill coming from?
Like, Robert, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
They're probably not going to go out of their way to poison their customers.
Probably not. 855-450-3733. But a lot of people are disturbed about the kind of the allopathic medicine establishment and the fact that they seem to have this level of preference with the federal government. For instance, you got the FDA that prohibits...
They got lobbyists.
The FDA prohibits the naturopaths from making sort of diagnoses or saying that, oh, if you eat these grapes, then that could X, Y, or Z. Like, you got to be really careful when you get into the area of natural remedies and actually trying to communicate to people what these things might actually do. So even if you've seen evidence that suggests to you that a certain natural remedy is actually good for solving something, advertising that's usually illegal.
Yep, I think that's pretty cool. Messed up that you can't say, you can't make certain health claims because
correct.
You're going to mislead people. But I think what that does is it makes people believe that when they hear health claims that they have to be true because otherwise it's illegal. But that's obviously not the case. I mean, how many times have people been duped by infomercials telling them that, you know, something, and it sounds like health claims, but they're obviously just like working around whatever these laws are. So they can be really convincing, and people think that because of these laws that they have to be what the people are saying, the advertisers are saying, must be true.
Exactly. So you're welcome to share your thoughts, experience with us here at 855-450-FREE. You know, speaking of drugs, there's this disturbing story about a drunken cop. Now, alcohol, as we've pointed out, is one of the hardest drugs known to man. This stuff's
very mind-altering. A relatively small dose as of what's available can kill you. You can buy enough alcohol in one bottle that will kill you dead.
Yeah, for sure. At the very least, a lot of cases can make you very, very sick, and in some cases do things that you may not even remember having done. That you may have blacked out, and you may become a completely different person than you otherwise would normally do. So the story is from Free Thought Project, thefreethoughtproject.com, where Tucson police officer Kyle James McCartan was drunk and belligerent when he walked into a giant gas station wearing his bulletproof vest and began pointing his pistol at the clerk.
You think this gas station was larger than most gas stations?
It's the brand name, Mark. Deputies were called to the Giant and learned two men who appeared very intoxicated had entered the store wearing bulletproof vests. Authorities say one of the men pulled out a handgun and pointed it at the clerk twice. And there's video footage of this happening. And the guy does appear to be wearing, he's got blue jeans on, but is also wearing just a bulletproof vest. So
no shirt on underneath,
right,
something on top.
Under the bulletproof vest. And he definitely pulls a gun on this clerk. The fact that McCartan was drunk.
The bulletproof vests are interesting, right? Like, people find a bulletproof vest to be threatening. We had a listener of Free Talk Live was stopped at one point in New Hampshire for he was driving and I guess he had a handgun in the glove compartment. I can't remember what the story was, but the gun wasn't secured in the way that they wanted him to have it secured. Oh yes, okay. It wasn't in the glove compartment. It was on his hip. Open carry is legal in New Hampshire, but once you are in a car, it is no longer considered open carry. So they've got this weird, stupid rule that essentially you can have a gun on your hip while you walk around, but you can't have a gun on your hip while you are in a car.
Basically, to protect. I would assume it's to protect officers who are pulling people over on the road. They make a big deal about seeing your hand on the steering wheel, so I can imagine that that's where that comes from.
Yeah, it's really kind of silly, though. I mean, if you're wearing a gun on your hip, you could just as easily hide. If you want to shoot an officer, this law isn't going to do anything to stop that.
Right.
But nonetheless, this guy also had on a bulletproof vest, and I saw one of the comments in the article was, essentially, good job, law enforcement. You stopped a man who was obviously going to go out and do something. Wearing a bulletproof vest is to some extent, a threat to, I mean, people find it to be a threat, and I think that this is kind of very interesting.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a threat. It should be an indicator that that person's concerned for their safety. However, in this case, it certainly would have appeared like that. This would have fit that description, right? The idea that somebody wearing a bulletproof vest might be dangerous. I mean, this guy walks into a gas station wearing nothing but a bulletproof vest and a pair of jeans and pulls a gun on somebody.
It does beg the question, what are you preparing for?
Right, 855, 453. We'll give you the rest of the story, including what his sentence was for this act. In moments.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here. The number is toll free. It's 855-453. 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. BuzzBox coffee is different than regular coffee. It's shade grown, which means that if you have the sort of acid reflux thing that happens when you drink coffee, shade grown coffee, that's less likely to happen. It's 100% organic. This is important. Coffee is a very absorbent product, and it's made in third world countries where, you know, you don't know what their pesticide rules are and where their, what their, you know, their laws are on leaded gas, that kind of thing. It's top 1% grade Arabica, which means it tastes great. But what BuzzBox does that other coffee manufacturers don't do is they have a real social concern for the people that not only produce their coffee, but for people who live in the third world, period. So when you buy your coffee through BuzzBox at coffee.freetalklive.com, you're helping Free Talk Live to fund microloans that go to change people's lives in third world countries. So rather than, you know, once a year feeling bad and giving a certain amount as a handout, give them a hand up every day when you have your cup of coffee and upgrade your coffee experience. Have delicious coffee. Go get a free pound, try it out, see if you like it at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel the subscription at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so the video is pretty damning. You've got a police officer in Tucson, Kyle James McCartan. He's drunk. He comes into a Giant brand gas station and pulls a gun on the clerk more than once, actually. It was all caught on two gas station surveillance cameras. The fact, according to the freethoughtproject.com, that McCartan was drunk is irrelevant in this instance. However, the fact that he assaulted a man with a firearm is not. The clerk did not know what these two drunk idiots in bulletproof vests' intentions were. What would have happened if the gun would have gone off? McCartan was subsequently fired, which, you know, that's pretty rare to get a cop fired for something. And he faced a count of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a Class 3 felony. He originally pled not guilty, as he claimed to have no memory of the incident.
That's awesome. Could you use that excuse if a police officer arrested you for public intoxication or something to that effect? Oh,
yes.
I don't remember that.
You can use that excuse.
Does it work?
Oh,
no.
I doubt that. Not if they have video evidence.
In October of last year, McCartan did change his plea to guilty. Now, on to your daily dose of above the law and justice. McCartan pled guilty to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a charge that carries a sentence of 2 to 21 years. Now, guess how many of those he'll be serving behind bars?
Let's see, 2 to 21 years, pointed a gun at somebody. You know, pointing a gun at somebody, you should be at least talking about 10 years.
Zero.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I'm not surprised.
And he pled guilty?
Well, yeah. I mean, he knew he was going to get no time, probably.
I see. Probably, so this is part of a plea deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so 0 years in jail. Now, what would have happened if you had walked up to a couple cops and pulled out a gun on them and then, you know, put it away?
You wouldn't have to worry about prison.
That's probably true. But if you did manage to survive the encounter without being completely perforated by bullet holes, you'd probably go to a prison cell for a little while.
Now, what would have happened if... Okay, so it's not clear, when I saw a little bit of this video, that these guys were police officers. I don't know.
Not clear at all.
So, I mean...
It's a man with a bulletproof vest with no shirt on underneath walking into a gas station with a gun. I mean, he looks like a robber.
What if you were to react the way, you know, a lot of store owners will tell their employees that if they're robbed, just to comply with whatever they want because they don't want their employees getting shot. But like,
but
here in Keene, the 7-Eleven, there was an attempted robbery, and the guy who works there, who I see in there all the time, says, "I don't take S from anyone," and doesn't give him the money.
That's awesome.
I don't remember if he had a weapon or whatever, but
it's
he
certainly
refused.
He's going to die.
Right.
So what if...
Well, he lived through it, apparently.
I'm glad. Whoa. Because he lived, it's an evidence that he will continue to live.
I mean, what if you treated a police officer like, who you can't even tell is a police officer, who's acting like just some belligerent drunk with a gun?
What if this clerk had pulled a shotgun from beneath the counter when he first saw this fool pull a gun out and decided to go ahead and commence blasting him?
I don't think we'd have this problem.
What do you mean we'd be having which problem?
The problem about talking about these two morons in bulletproof vests getting away with lower sentences.
Right, but what would happen to the clerk, especially after they found out this guy was a cop?
Sorry. I mean, the guy's not wearing any... He's shirtless except for a bulletproof vest. I'm sorry.
He had a badge on his belt.
Nope.
Are you supposed to take real close note of what everybody's wearing?
Do you get in bigger trouble if you did some kind of violent crime against a police officer who wasn't on duty as opposed to, just any average civilian?
I would think that would be generally true, that you're going to find a certain preference, professional courtesy as it goes. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about, I think that the police department would just want to sweep this one under the rug as best they could. Let's see. We've got a video. We have video evidence of our officers running around, brandishing their weapons with no shirts on. They are lying dead in a pool of their own blood and brains here at the convenience store. All the evidence points to them being incredibly intoxicated. Once we get the labs back and we find out that their blood alcohol level is 0.22, I'm thinking that we're just going to let this guy go.
You're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. That's the story for you. The guy's going to be on probation. Not sure how long the terms of probation are in this particular case. And he was fired from his job as a police officer, which is kind of a shock that they would have done that.
Yeah, I mean, it's despicable that he's not getting any kind of sentence when everybody else would. I'm not saying that a sentence... I think there is a victim here. You know, anybody who had a gun pointed at them, as far as I'm concerned, is an injured party. But, this wouldn't have been how it would have been for you and me. This shows mostly the double standard under which we live.
Now, waving a gun around is certainly a way to lose friends and irritate people. We'll give you 10 of those ways here in a little bit from Yahoo Small Business. Mark, you've also got a story out of Canada. Now, you touched briefly on the comment about the Canadian border, etc. And this is sort of border related in that Canadian government agencies apparently are sharing mental health information with federal, U.S. federal government agencies,
yeah.
Is that right?
Well, these agencies work closely together. So
apparently so.
Indeed. This is from cbc.ca. Ontario's Privacy Commissioner has discovered that mental health information from some Canadians is accessible to the FBI and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. And Kavukiakian said Monday that some Ontario police services routinely uploaded attempted suicide calls to the Canadian Police Information Center, that's the CPIC, to people in the know, I guess, to which U.S. Border Guards and the FBI have access. Kavukian began investigating how U.S. law enforcement had access to such personal information after last fall's news that some Canadian travelers with a history of mental health issues had been denied entry into the U.S. Ellen Richardson was turned away at Toronto's Pearson Airport by U.S. Customs agents because she was hospitalized in June 2012 for clinical depression.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. Maybe the Canadian government told them that their information was safe. I imagine they probably would have made claims like that. And what do you know? They're sharing it with other government agencies in other countries even.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's what we're doing here. Radio program. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people. Also, you can talk about 420, this drunken cop that pulled a gun on a gas station clerk, or whatever happens to be on your mind. Plus, if we get a chance, we'll tell you about a man who's been arrested for video recording an oil refinery from a public sidewalk. But also want to tell you about Ross Ulbricht, and we've mentioned his case a number of times in the past. We've been doing our best to kind of follow along with the news on the case. I don't have a news update on the case, but there has been an update posted from a family member of Ross, and this is his sister, Callie, who posted this video to a YouTube channel today. This is her testimonial about her brother, Ross. You can go to freeross.org to learn more about his case. He's the man who's accused of being the operator of the Silk Road, an underground black marketplace where people can buy drugs and other interesting novelties and stuff for Bitcoin online. And the FBI arrested him. They put him in a prison cell. He's awaiting trial as we speak. And this is going to be a big moment. I mean, this trial, he's either the man who is behind the Silk Road or he wasn't the man behind the Silk Road. Either way, I think he deserves the support of liberty-minded people who want to see an end to the insane war on drugs. If he actually was behind the Silk Road, then he did an amazing job of creating a safer place for the black market to operate, meaning that people would get the product that they were actually buying in a lot of, in most cases on the Silk Road. They would get a better deal and they would not face risk of being beaten and robbed in order to make that purchase or possibly be arrested. Risks were down significantly, therefore harm reduced dramatically. I mean, this guy's a hero. If he really is Dread Pirate Roberts from the Silk Road, if he's not Dread Pirate Roberts, he's a man wrongfully accused, wrongfully imprisoned, and he needs to be set free for that reason. But either way, you can go and support him at freeross.org. And I just wanted to play this testimonial from his sister. It's very short. It's about a minute long. This is why she supports her brother Ross. Again, freeross.org is the website.
I'm Ross's sister, and I can tell you he has been a man of his word and honor all his life. I believe in Ross so strongly that I'm committing my full life savings to his bail.
Wow.
He's an Eagle Scout, and they live by the word of honor. Ross is loving, caring, and compassionate. He would never harm anyone, not even an animal, let alone another human being. Ross also loves his family very much. We are an extremely close family, and we care for one another very deeply. I have full confidence he is innocent of all the charges brought against him. I was shocked to hear the news of his arrest, but felt even more dismayed at what the media was writing about him, not even knowing him. Ross is kind, Ross is gentle, Ross is caring, and Ross is thoughtful of other people. He always wants to learn and grow and is open to hearing other people's points of view to do this. You can call on Ross to help with anything, and he will be there straight away. He's one of the most loving people I know. It's almost like the articles are about another person, but sadly they're talking about my amazing brother, Ross, who we all know and love.
So you can help Ross out. His family, they've described themselves as not rich. He doesn't have access to any of the bitcoins anymore. The feds took them all that he had, and so they need help with funding this defense case. The attorney in this case is not going to come cheap. He's Joshua Dreidel, who's represented people from Guantanamo Bay.
He has a bail set? That, I mean, so it's, she said that she's dedicating her whole life savings to his bail.
Yeah, usually there's a bond set. It's probably set fairly high, so I don't know.
Set quite high, I'm sure.
I don't know what her life savings is.
Nor do
what...
I. I'm just asking if he has a bail set, because bails are important because they you can't mount a particularly good defense while in jail. Now, if you've got a better attorney, you've certainly got a better chance. The more money you've got for a good attorney, the better chance you have. But it's still difficult to see the attorney and talk to them while you're in jail.
Yeah, so, I mean, we can look around and see if we can figure out what the bail amount is, or if it's actually even been set yet. I'm not real clear. I don't recall that particular detail. Again, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I imagine if he does have bail, it's probably, you know, $500 million or something like that. They want to make it look like this guy's a serious criminal. That's why they essentially libeled him with the accusations that he was involved in murder for hire plots, when ultimately they never indicted him on those charges.
Right, and so he, I mean, if he is in fact involved in murder for hire, I, as a U.S. citizen, have not been served very well by the Federal Bureau of Investigations if what they're doing is they're, you know, going after murderers with drug dealing charges.
Right, and I feel like a chump for having bought into that story so much, or I believed that this must be the case. And, you know, a lot of people I talk to who would otherwise be supportive of him, you know, I heard lots of people saying, like, well, I don't support this part of it.
It was successful.
And we're all assuming that it was true, and it made us a little bit apprehensive about supporting him. But what are we supposed to do? Like, just deny, say, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. There's no way this guy would do that. Because we don't know him.
Right. And after all, the Dread Pirate Roberts did say, good night, Wesley. Most likely I'll kill you in the morning.
But it is the government saying it. So I don't know why, like, I guess it's not very convincing if someone wants to say, oh, you shouldn't trust this guy because the state has released this information about him, and you just say, well, I don't believe anything the government says.
Well, at some point, you have a very difficult time accepting a news story at its face value, but then not accepting anything the federal government says at its face value.
Right.
I mean, a good liar says the truth most of the time, and then just lies a few times. So you look crazy if you say, everything the federal any government agency anywhere says is a lie, as far as I'm concerned, until proven otherwise.
According to freeross.org, his bail was denied, so he does not have bail. This video was made it was made actually a couple months ago.
Okay.
The video from his sister, so that may have been actually prior to the bail being denied, from what I understand of the timeline. But I actually just saw this video for the first time today.
You confronted this video today, and I think that makes it as fresh and new. Most people here haven't had it, just because it's not a particularly new video.
In theory, he could get bail later. I mean, his attorney could put in a motion to set bail at this point. You know, maybe the bail was initially denied because the judge had been given this probable cause here.
They're not going to let him get out, because then he can have access to his bitcoins. And if he can have access to his bitcoins,
no, they've confiscated his bitcoins, unless he's got a hidden cache of them, which he may have.
I would hope he does.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll keep you informed, and you can go to freeross.org to support Ross. His family could use your help, and he sure could as well, as he awaits trial in a prison cell for not harming anyone. No allegations of him actually having a victim in his acts. Ramon is in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live. Ramon.
What's going on, guys? Long time no speak.
Welcome, Ramon. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
I was actually up in Jersey yesterday. I'm on my way back to Miami. I'm in Virginia now. And we actually had a 420 rally up there in Trenton in front of Chrissy's office. It was hosted by New Jersey Weed, man. A lot of other people came out, man. It was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah,
Weed Man's a cool guy.
We know NJ Weedman because he won his trial using jury nullification, right? He called it the NJ Weedman defense.
That's right.
Yeah.
They've been screwing him in a lot of different ways, though. He's been to more than one trial in his time. That much is for sure. So, Ramon, what did you want to share with us about that?
It was awesome, man. I actually stayed up about 4 in the morning in the hotel room with him and Michaela Marley, Bob Marley's daughter, and Peter Tosh's son, Josh One. Man, it was a real cool experience, man. We were just talking, expressing different thoughts on the world and what we could do to help change it, man. It was a beautiful thing. Like, I just wanted everybody to know that, man. Next year, it's going down everywhere, man. I can't wait to come to the Porcupine Fest one day, man.
Oh, that's a good plan. Now, do you know if anything happened in Miami on 420? Was there any kind of rally there?
I actually don't know, man. I've been up and down, like, doing a lot of traveling the past few weeks. I haven't been home for like a month and a half, so I don't know. They might have. But I wanted to support New Jersey Weed, man, because he's doing big things up there in Jersey, man. He showed me a lot of support online and kept up with me, so I wanted to do that.
Yeah, he's doing great work. There's no doubt about it. Ramon, glad you got to have a good time on your 420. Sounds like, I mean, if you could be with Weed Man on 420, that's where you'd want to be.
And to Marley.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll free here. Still to come, 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people. Also, you can bring up whatever here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
Allie's here courtesy of ALP, which is her show that she does with Ellen, who's been joining us on Friday nights.
Yeah, actually. I think it's great that my co-host Ellen is on Free Talk Live now.
Yeah, you guys open and close out the weekdays.
That's right.
And ALP is what, for those that don't know?
ALP, obviously, is the show I do with Ellen every week, Saturday nights on LRN.fm. We do one topic per show. Last week, we talked about, or this week, I never know how to refer to it. How do you refer to it? Last Saturday, we talked about underwear. And when I proposed that topic to Ellen, there was a long pause, because usually we do more serious topics.
That sounds very serious.
And I explained to her that part of the reason I wanted to do underwear is because we talked about feminism the week before, and we got a little bit into bra burning, and I thought, man, I'd really like to go more into that. And what we found is that we have a lot of things to say about underwear. So
the whole two-hour show is about underwear?
The entire thing. I think you might have caught a little bit of it, Ian.
I did hear some of it, yeah.
Were you entertained?
Oh, of course. I mean, who doesn't want to hear two hot girls talking about underwear for 2 hours?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, and also the time of day that you do the show, it lends itself to some, you know, more sort of just, you know, topics like that, just fun topics. But, I mean, so many of these, you know, I'm using air quotes here, news organizations, you know, they'll ask politicians things like boxers or briefs. I mean, I don't know why.
It's important.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's important, but people want to talk about underwear.
So there you go. You can grab that episode over at alpshow.com.
So what about, Ian, boxers or briefs?
Yeah, good question.
Commando.
Really?
I knew the answer.
I'm going to guess. I feel like you're more of a boxer brief guy.
What is a box? Oh, you mean the combo boxer briefs?
No, it's basically briefs that don't make you look like you're wearing diapers.
It's so, a combo, yeah. Long briefs or whatever.
Yeah, the long briefs. No,
sophistication of boxers, but with the comfort of brief.
I wear, Hanes and Fruit of the Loom, the sort of stretchy boxer things. Because,
okay.
I just don't believe in spending money on this stuff. But I do like the colors. I want them black or blue.
I will wear boxers, but only when I'm in a hotel room
Thank
with
God.
You. which we're going to be in a hotel room together soon for the New York City Talkers magazine thing that we do every year. And thanks to our Free Talk Live amplifiers, they've actually paid the money. One guy actually offered to pay the extra money to upgrade our room to a double bed instead of a king size bed because we were going to sleep together.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you, Edison.
And that's coming up in June, and that's always great for us because it's our opportunity to kind of schmooze it up with the talk radio bigwigs. You know, this is where the movers and the shakers tend to go, is the Talkers Magazine event. And we've actually been a part of the event for a number of years in the past. I don't think we've been invited this year to actually speak, but we're always there. We're kind of, mainstay figures at this point. I don't know how many years we've been going to this thing, but it's got to be at least 7 or 8 at this point. And so people know who we are. It's nice, people will actually come up and talk to us, unlike the first year we were there where we didn't know anybody. And so it's changed quite a bit over the years, and it's great that we're a part of it. And we're a part of it because of Free Talk Live amplifiers who actually pay to send us to this event. The Free Talk Live amp program, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and become an amplifier for $5 a month. We're actually offering matching contributions. We've got 5 or 6 generous listeners who've stepped up to match up to $950 per month. And we're not quite to that $950 mark. We're still a couple hundred, $200-$300 away from hitting that mark. So we've still got plenty of room to earn more. You can send your $5 a month in at amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard right on our site. And that money goes to things like sending us to Talkers. This is a Manhattan event. It's not cheap to get a hotel room, although we did all right. It's like $230 or $240 or something like that.
With taxes, it should be about $330.
It should be. It's really a 30% tax there.
Crazy.
It's pretty ridiculous. So it's not cheap to attend this, even though we don't have to buy airfare. We can just drive on down there. But these are important events for us. We also go to one out in Los Angeles every year, and we, in addition to that, do advertising to radio people. And we're also doing Google AdWords ads right now just to advertise to regular folks who are looking for talk radio online. So if you send $5 a month into the AMP program, we'll take that money and turn it into Google ads, meaning more people seeing Free Talk Live when they're searching for things like talk radio online. So if you want to help spread the ideas of freedom, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, forum, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, and you get into the amp-only Facebook group, which is probably the newest and most exciting thing going in the AMP program right now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really bringing, because the amplifiers have had forum access for a while, but nobody really goes to the forum anymore. Everybody really spends time on Facebook these days, for better or for worse. And so having a place for amplifiers only to go, and that includes former amplifiers, by the way. People who have amplified at any time are welcome in this group. If you've helped Free Talk Live, you're in the club for good, as far as I'm concerned. So again, amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, was there more that you wanted to say about this story out of Canada that they're sharing information, or is that pretty much it? Like, here's a shocker, the government sharing your medical information.
Well, the privacy commissioner there is deeply concerned about the incident that U.S. Border Customs and Border Patrol and the FBI has had access to Canadians' mental health.
He's claiming he didn't know about this?
She didn't know about it because this is just a bureaucracy. For whatever reason, this information gets shared on a particular, one of their little server things, and then that server is shared with the Border Customs Border Patrol and FBI, and so, there you go. This is Kavukian, Anne Kavukian, said she began investigating how U.S. law enforcement had access to such personal information after last fall's news that some Canadian travelers with a history of mental health issues had been denied entry into the U.S.
I wonder why that information would be important enough to deny someone entry. It kind of surprises me.
Ellen Richardson had been turned away at Toronto Pearson's airport by U.S. customs agents because she had been hospitalized in June 2012 for clinical depression. So there you go. Can't have a clinically depressed person on an airplane flight.
Right.
But now, it's fine if that a clinically depressed person travels from New York to Los Angeles, but it is not acceptable for a clinically depressed person to go from Toronto to Houston.
Well, of course, everyone who's never been analyzed clinically as being depressed but actually is depressed, they're fine getting on the airplane. But as long as you've got a diagnosis, then you're a danger.
Well, that's the thing, is I think a lot of people are afraid to get help for mental issues because they don't want anyone to know about it. I mean, being considered crazy is a big fear for a lot of people, especially paranoid people. Just kidding. But they, you know, like, you don't want to think about have to worry about other people finding out that you got treatment for something or that you went to counseling for something. And once it's in, that information's in the government's hands, there's no guarantee that that information won't be public at some point.
I find this all very strange. As a person who is disallowed from traveling to the geographical designation known as Canada because of a previous conviction.
From 20 years ago.
25.
Yeah.
I think this is all really kind of dumb. Now, I can go to, from what I can tell, any country in the world besides Canada and it doesn't seem to be a problem. It hasn't been a problem in the Bermuda, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Belize, Greece, Italy, UK. It doesn't seem to matter. I can go to all these places and it's fine, but Canada, no. Now, this gal here, Kevorkian, Anne Kevorkian, the privacy minister of Canada, says that she said suicide attempts should not be uploaded to the CPC, the CPIC, which is this listserv thing that the Canadian government shares with the U.S. government, unless they involved the threat of serious violence or harm or the actual use of serious violence or harm directed at other individuals. They could reasonably consider to be an international provocation of lethal response by police, whatever that means. The individual involved had a history of serious violence or harm to others. The suicide attempt occurred while an individual was in police custody. So if you tried to hang yourself in a prison cell, or some cop said you did, because, I don't know, maybe you were drying your shirts in the vent or something in your jail cell, and they said, you could use that to hang yourself. I had a CO sergeant threaten to charge me with attempted escape because I had taken a sheet and tied it around myself as a toga. this is the kind of, nonsense that goes on in these places.
You guys had a toga party in prison?
We had a toga party, yep.
I don't know if I want to know what else went on.
What he wasn't able to ascertain was that I was drunk on homemade wine.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions.
So,
what, from the grapes from the cafeteria?
Potato skins, right? Is it potato?
Fruit juice. We bought fruit juice and added yeast to it.
Fermented it.
One life gives you fruit juice.
We'll be back here in hour number 3. You can take control of the airwaves. 10 ways to lose friends and irritate people. Coming up.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Lumber Liquidators once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year, with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals, like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49, plus more deals at your local store. So go to lumberliquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.